Welcome to another edition of Critical Thinking. I'm your host and producer for this series, Andrew Patner. Today, a quartet of quartets. Four new recordings for new pieces or new-ish pieces by four wonderful quartets, some with Chicago connections. We're going to start with Chicago's own Spectral Quartet, S-P-E-K, Spectral Quartet. And the Spectral Quartet, as you may know, because they're around and about quite a bit now in Chicago, Austin Willeman and Aurelien Petrozzoli, who are the alternating first and second violins, Doyle Armbrust, viola and program annotator, and Russell Rolen, with one L, R-O-L-E-N, cello and sort of business manager and booking agent. They have made a splash in informal and formal settings and now also teach at the Logan Center for the Arts at the University of Chicago, where they work with liberal arts students on chamber music. From their release, Chambers, which they have put out themselves along with Parlour Tapes, P-A-R-L-O-U-R. They also put out a cassette with them. I love any group that puts out a cassette in the 21st century. This, though, is another old-fashioned format, the CD. And we're going to feature for you a three-movement work, the title work, Chambers, by Marcos, with a C, Marcos Balter, B-A-L-T-E-R, the Rio de Janeiro-born and Chicago-based young composer, turns 40 this year and takes off this year for Montclair State University in New Jersey. After many years in Chicago, came up here for the weather and also to study at Northwestern and then to teach at Columbia College. His work, Chambers, is from 2011. It has three movements called Movement 1, Movement 2, and Movement 3. They last about 3.5, 3, and 6 minutes, so 12 and a half minutes all together. And I'll just tell you that Mr. Balter, Marcos, had been commissioned to do this work for a program that also was going to include the Beethoven Opus 18 No. 6 and the Bartok Fourth Quartet. And he perhaps wanted to respond to, fit in with, or oppose those. We'll let you decide. Chambers by Marcos Balter, the Spectral Quartet. We'll see you in a little over 12 minutes. Thank you. Chambers from the album Chambers, new work of new works by Spectral with a K Quartet, spectralquartet.com. Marcos Balter wrote that work in 2011. Let's move to a group that I know was an inspiration for Spectral. It's been an inspiration for many groups and many individuals. I'm speaking of another young group, this one based in New York, the Jack Quartet. And Jack is all capitalized, J-A-C-K, because the initials of the players, John Pickford Richards, viola, Ari Streisfeld, violin, Christopher Otto, violin, and Kevin McFarland, cello, spell out J-A-C-K, and that way you know Jack. Jack Quartet has done many, many works, almost all new and even world premiere around the world, not often enough in Chicago and Evanston, but several times here. A very active recording and performance and teaching schedule. This from a new CD in collaboration with Ken Thompson, without a P, bass clarinet, and composer, and the newest member of the Bang on a Can All-Stars, the group that comes out of David Lang et al., Michael Gordon, David Lang, Kenny Savelson, Julia Wolf, that make up Bang of a Can, and this Jack has done with him are two movements, Dig and Hole, the second and third movements of a quartet by Ken Thompson from 2011 called Thaw. Thank you. On the Cantaloupe Music label, from the creators of Bang on a Can, Jack Quartet in Ken Thompson's 2011 Thaw, two movements thereof, jackquartetoneword.com. I'm Andrew Patner. You're listening to Critical Thinking, 98.7 WFMT Chicago and WFMT.com. We could say this is more traditional, but it's still contemporary, although it's from an album that goes all the way back to Aaron Copland and includes works of John Adams and Paul Morovitz, as well as what we're going to hear, a commissioned work from William Bolcom. I'm speaking of the Lark Quartet, a wonderful all-woman American quartet. Here, very much focused on American music, composing America is the title. In 2009, they asked Mr. Bolcom for a piece with baritone. The baritone here is Stephen Salters, who performed the premiere of the work in 2012 and records it with The Lark. The work is based on the poem, Billy in the Darbies, Billy in Handcuffs, that was Herman Melville's original sketch that led to that masterwork novella, Billy Budd, for Topman, that led, of course, to the great opera of Benjamin Britten of the same name. Here, Billy and the Darbies, Billy is looking back over his last hours at the break of dawn, about to be tied up, thrown overboard for a crime he did not commit. It's about 8 minutes, the Lark Quartet and Stephen Salters' baritone.
Good of the chaplain to enter Long Bay and down on his marrow bones hear and pray. For the light's just a mere Billy Budd. But look, through the port comes the moonshine astray. It tips the guard's cutlass and silvers this nook. But
but 'twill die in the dawning of Billy's last day. A jewel block they'll make of me tomorrow, pendant pearl from the yardarm end, like the eardrop I gave to Bristol Molly. Oh, 'tis me, not the sentence they'll suspend. But me, wash me in a hammock. Drop me deep. Fathoms down, fathoms down. How I'll dream fast or sleep. I feel it stealing now. Sentry, are you there? Just ease these darbies out the wrist and roll me over
Deborah Buck, Basia Danilov, violins, Catherine Lockwood, viola, Caroline Stinson, cello. They are the Lark Quartet, a brand new release from our friends at Bridge Records, Inc., bridgerecords.com for more information on Lark and this album, the work from 2012, William Bolcom, Billy in the Darbies, text of Herman Melville. They're joined there by Stephen Salters, baritone. We're playing a quartet of quartets for you. Brand new albums, brand new works for the most part, and we wanted to share them with you from some of our favorite purveyors of contemporary, quote, classical music. Well, here's a granddaddy, Steve Reich, R-E-I-C-H, one of the developers of the Downtown Sound, minimalism, and then what comes after minimalism? Post-minimalism. Here is a quartet for you, a very fine one, that is for other instruments, though, than string quartet. It's from a new album of Steve Reich that includes a DVD as well on the Nonesuch label that has work from the great 40th anniversary Kronos Quartet. It also has works from others that were made for dance, and you see that in the DVD. But we're going to hear the Mallet Quartet, which is written for mallet instruments, a pair of vibraphones, a pair of marimba. They are played by the members of So, because there's a line over the O, percussion. The movements, in Reichian speak, are fast, slow, and fast, about 7 minutes, about three, and about five, written in 2009. So Percussion, Steve Reich's Mallet Quartet. Thank you.
Thank you.
To round out our quartet of quartets, in this case percussion, in this case the members of So Percussion, we're playing vibraphone Eric Beach and Jason Troiting, and marimba Josh Quillen and Adam Slawinski. 2009 work by the great Steve Reich, stevereich.com, S-T-E-V-E-R-E-I-C-H. So Percussion, so S-O Percussion, so percussion.com. A Nonesuch release produced by the great Judith Sherman. Well, there you've had some string quartets from Spectral in Chicago, Jack in New York, Lark on the East Coast, and So Percussion, also from the East. That from an album called WTC 911, standing both for the World Trade Center, which is the subject of the first work for Kronos Quartet, and also for World to Come. We wish you all good worlds to come in this world and in the world to come. We want to thank Matt DeStefano for spinning the discs with us and making the program sound great. Our funder, Alpha Wood Foundation, other friends of this program, drop us a line anytime. Rentap, Patner spelled backwards, R-E-N-T-A-P at AOL.com, or visit the WFMT Facebook page, WFMT. WFMT.com/critical thinking is where you can find this or any of our programs on the always free Critical Thinking podcast. I'm Andrew Patner. We'll see you next week.